Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others?
A revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. The world of real Americans, please stand up. No more hiding your face in the sand. Americans, please stand up. Divided, we're falling. But united, we'll stand.
Hello, everyone, and you're live with Lori Anderson of RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And I have an amazing guest this Friday, June 8th, 2018, Sheriff's Candidate Gordon Martinez. And we're discussing Kennesaw, Georgia right now. We're discussing that an armed society is a polite society, and I really appreciate when I hear from sheriff's candidates and or sheriffs that they believe in the Constitution above unconstitutional codes. I appreciate that more than anybody knows. We fight for truth. We fight for justice. And we fight for the people, each and every individual out there. So in Kennesaw, Georgia, Gordon, what I was saying is in 2013, zero murders. I'm just going to go over the murders and rapes. How about that?
Sure.
2014, one murder. 2015, zero murders. 2016, zero murders. Rapes, zero in 2012, zero in 2013, two in 2014, six in 2015, and seven in 2016. Now, that's out of a population of 34,344. Anyone see a trend here?
A pattern, you bet.
For over 25 years, there was no murders in Kennesaw, Georgia. None. And no, I believe there was only two or three rapes at that point. This is, you know, a little while back when I was researching. So these rapes are new for me, and the murder is new for me because, like I said, I researched this. As a matter of fact, I researched this way back when I first met you and I interviewed you about the Bundy standoff.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, we sat a couple of hours.
Yeah, yes,
that
we did.
Interesting interview. And everybody, if you want to hear that, you can find that on my YouTube. You're going to have to scroll down. It's in five or six different parts, but you're going to want to hear that. That's who I'm talking to tonight. He has stayed true from the get-go. So, Gordon, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Inquiring minds want to know.
You going to talk about the Mandalay Bay thing?
You knew it. How did you know? Yes, the Mandalay Bay thing. Lombardo has tried his best to keep a lot of stuff squashed. And, you know, he handed that or gave it to them or with them on a silver platter instead of kicking them the heck out of Clark County, the feds. So if you become
right.
Sheriff, if you become sheriff.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you plan to do to make sure we, the people, get the truth and the information?
Well, I'm going to use that word transparency again, and that equals truth. Mm-hmm. And as sheriff, I will dig into any area that I'm not supposed to dig into to come out with the truth, because the public deserves the truth. 58 people were murdered, over 600 were injured, and somebody's got to answer for that. Nobody's answered for that. You mean that patsy that they put up in the 32nd floor? I mean that human dummy that they bloodied up to make look like that was the sole shooter. Hell, that reminds me of the JFK assassination, for God's sakes.
The magic bullet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The magic bullet. And this guy, I mean, how many tests did they have to do? How many tests from experts do they have to do to prove that he could not have made those shots and that the injuries to the president were false? So let's get right into the Mandalay Bay thing, okay?
Yes, please.
Now, I was not there, okay? I want to make sure that everybody understands this and that these are allegations. Allegations from sources that I got from within the police department that still talk to me, that basically have to go to a payphone and I identify them by their voice because they don't want to even call my house or call my cell or write me an email because they don't want to be identified because it is they've got the like the black hand of fear over all the employees. All right, Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay, if you just look and examine those press conferences where Sheriff Lombardo is blubbering like a little girl in front of the camera and trying to, I guess, make everybody feel that he's human and that he feels really sorry for these people that got slaughtered, and he's doing his best to keep the timeline straight on what the police department has done and what he has done and what the federal government has done. And basically can't even keep the lie straight. It's really hard.
Which timeline?
Yeah. You choose, okay? You choose whatever timeline that fits your agenda. Okay, now here is the opinion and the guesswork and the speculation of what happened. Here we got a Saudi prince that's being protected by the federal government with the assistance of Sheriff Lombardo. Sheriff Lombardo allowed our entire SWAT team to surround the Saudi prince and act as bodyguards. And in doing so, and this has got to be all political, because why would a sheriff want to do that for some foreign prince or whatever, just because the feds want him to want to protect him in the center of Las Vegas?
Well, as rich as he is, why didn't he have his own?
Exactly. He could have afforded all just about the 30,000 security guards that we have. I guess he could have hired them all.
I was going to say, he could buy the state of Nevada with the politicians that are up in there. Why in the world couldn't he hire his own?
And he's already doing that along with the Union Plaza Hotel. That's going to be owned by him. He already owns four floors, top floors of the Mandalay Bay and the Four Seasons. I mean, it just goes on and on. But why are we as taxpayers allowing our entire SWAT team to act as bodyguard for the Saudi prince when they should have been down on the ground floor or on the upper floors protecting the people at the concert? Right. I mean, that's what the SWAT team does. They do surveillance and stuff like that. And not as bodyguards. You can get anybody to do bodyguards. So now here we have the Saudi prince allegedly protected by the SWAT team who, when things went south and the shooting started, and that came from ground level, it came from the Four Seasons, it came from the Tropicana, and it came, I don't even know if it actually came from the 32nd floor with the bump stock semi-automatic rifles. That, what a bunch of BS, okay? Anyway, the Saudi prince had his beard cut off. It looked like they got cut off with a bushwhacker, and he's allegedly escorted out of the Tropicana. Now, did you see that film yet? Did you see that film where allegedly the SWAT team was protecting him, walking through the center of the casino area?
Yeah.
Okay, with the T-shirt on and the shorts, and he looked like the typical Las Vegas slob that comes to our city. And if you notice, if you just can imagine, okay, here you have these alleged SWAT team members that are in front of him. There's like about six or eight of them, and they're walking around, and he's in the rear of this entourage, and he has no rear guard. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anybody with a mind and a will to do it could come right behind him and shoot him right in the back of the ear. Okay. So that's not how it's done. And what do you mean by parading him right through the center of the casino area out the front doors of the Tropicana? I mean, that is absurd. Why would you do that? Well, another distraction, just like the slaughter of those people at that concert was a distraction. The main target was to kidnap, not kill, because killing somebody is really easy. But kidnapping them is a whole different ballgame.
Right.
And kidnapping them in one piece is a whole different ballgame. Okay, so here you have a diversion of slaughtering all those people. Here you have another diversion of him being escorted out the Tropicana. And now what's the latest thing is that they attacked his castle in Saudi Arabia and killed him. Now we've got a funeral. All right, you tell me what is believable here. I mean, when the lies are so much, now they got to tell 20 lies for every lie that they've told. Tell me what the truth is here. We're never going to see it from these people.
No.
And that is the crux of this whole thing. If you want a liar and a bedwetter as sheriff, then keep Lombardo. Don't vote for me. Vote for Lombardo. If you want the truth for a change, and you've been lied to for decades, and I'll come out with it. I won't come out with it all in one day. I'll slowly come out with it so that the innocent people don't get hurt in this revelation. Okay, but if you want to keep a liar, then vote for Lombardo. He is the liar from hell. Okay, and if you want the truth, as disagreeable as it may be at sometimes, you will get it from me because I am brutally honest. And as being a nice guy, I suppose I'm not a nice guy. The fact is, I'm a little rough around the edges, and I've got a shield like a barnacle, but. Other than that, you will get the truth, as brutal as it may be.
Well, you know, Gordon, truth is not always pretty, but it is appreciated, you know.
Because, and you never have to apologize for it either.
Right. And sometimes the truth is really nasty. It's ugly.
Is.
But you know what? I myself, on a personal level, I would rather someone tell me the truth then try to sugarcoat things, and I would like the truth no matter what it is, because then at least, even with friends, you know, I've had this policy all since I was a child, you know, tell me the truth, don't tell me what you think I want to hear, tell me the truth, because then I know you're a true friend, then I know you're for real if you're going to tell me something that I may not want to hear, but at least we can engage in, okay, well, maybe that's the truth. So let me see if I can think of things in a different way, or do I still take my stand on my side of things? But you'll never get anywhere when you're doing the deceit and everything is going on, just like this mess, you know, that the FBI and Comey and Clinton Foundation. Oh, my Lord, there is so much. And it is sickening to every day. Individuals, and I call them individuals, I don't call them citizens, because they're not serfs. They're not, I know that a lot of people call themselves citizens, but when you really look up the definition of citizen, it's not real appealing. It's almost as if you are a slave.
It's better than slave, Laurie. It's better than
you know, but one of the people, whether it be of the state or whether it be of the union, you know, everybody is an individual, and they need to be treated as such. And the individuals are tired. We are tired of watching people march in, politicians, and covering the butts of the corrupt, while the people who are on the lower levels, just average American Joes, are getting targeted for every possible thing you can imagine. If they wipe their nose the wrong way, they're getting a ticket. That's taxation without representation. Wiping your nose is not a crime. That's unconstitutional, you know. And like you were talking earlier, you know, if somebody is armed to defend themselves, if there's no victim and they've done nothing wrong, that's not a crime.
That's correct.
Now, I do have a question for you. And this is one I've never asked you before. Mm-hmm. And
I like torture questions. Go ahead.
I know this is a torture question because I do know a little bit about the state of Nevada. As you know, I look up different things over there, and I do know that most of the courts are all the courts actually in the state of Nevada are supposed to be, and that's in quotes, supposed to be common law courts. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. Okay. I've heard that. But if you ask any of them, no way.
Right, exactly. But it's even in Nevada statute. So here's my question for you. If that complaint to the commission doesn't go anywhere,
right,
would you be willing to let a common law grand jury, which of course is 25 that have been sworn in, that actually know what they're doing, not individuals that have no idea what's going on, allow them to see the information so they can actually do a full investigation? Would you be for that?
I would be glad to do that. As a matter of fact, I have sent the information regarding that complaint to everyone that I know. So absolutely. But when you say that this are you still there, Lori?
Yes, I am.
Okay. When you say that if this complaint doesn't go anywhere, I guarantee you it will go somewhere. Mm-hmm. But by the time it finally gets resolved, I'll be older and grayer than I already am. That's the angle that they do. They just will not address it while it's important to address. Okay, you have the time to address it, so address it, and they won't do it.
Right.
They just won't do it.
So for the record, everyone, you heard it here. He does believe in the common law grand jury. He is willing to support the common law grand jury. And we're not talking about rogue people, everyone. We are talking about there are common law grand juries all across our union. There really are. And they have learned the history of it. They've learned the facts and how you must do it appropriately, lawfully, and correctly. They have to be able to research and investigate. They do not just get together and say, hey, you know what, I heard this, so this person goes down. It's not a lynch mob. So if you're under the impression that's what a common law grand jury is, please educate yourself. That is not the case for that. So I just wanted to point that out there. So, Gordon, is there anything else that you specifically want to tell the audience?
Yes, I do.
I want you to make sure you you let them know how to get to your websites, how to find you on Facebook. But after you do that, and then, you know, we come back from break, if you still have time, I want you to hear about some new news that's coming out of Arizona, and I would love your opinion on it if you've got the time. I really would.
I do it until 8:30. That's it. Anyway, okay. I do have something to say, and sure. I want everybody to know that I am – diverting, or I guess the word is I'm just donating my entire four-year salary to my two favorite charities. One is Opportunity Village, and the other is Forgotten Not Gone. Now, that's that veterans organization that's trying to help veterans not commit to not commit suicide. I think it's very important. At 22 a day are dying from suicide. Veterans are dying from suicide, and that is just appalling. So my four-year salary, entire salary, is going to these two, to my two favorite charities. My website is clarkcountysheriff2018.com. And that's my website, and you might find a lot of additional information that we haven't covered here. We covered a lot of information, like my opposition to sanctuary cities. And believe me, I do not want a tattooed ex-felon from hell living next door to me after they've been paroled out of prison. No, thank you, sir. They should be deported. If they're illegal, they should be deported, and then that'd be the end of it. And then they can come back in 30 days, you know, illegally, and we can start the process all over again. But no sanctuary cities, no gun registration whatsoever, and I'm a founder of getting rid of the infamous, what they call the blue card, where everybody that has a firearm or handgun has to register that firearm within 48 hours or else they're going to get spanked.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. That's just a form of being able to track people down.
You bet.
All right,
I'll, I guess
we'll
you got to take
right
a break.
Back. We'll be right back after a short break and hearing a word from our sponsors with Gordon Martinez. Hang with us.
You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Of RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded, and I am joined with Sheriff Candidate Gordon Martinez this evening, and I am so glad to have him. I have had the pleasure of knowing Gordon for years because I have had the opportunity to interview him many times, and I can tell you from personal experience, he has never changed his tune. He has never backtracked. He has always stood for the people, even when the Bundy Ranch situation was going on and Sheriff Gillespie was so kind to allow the people to be placed in danger. by the unlawful actions of the Bureau of Land Management. Gordon was there. He saw what was going on, and he stood with the people. He also spoke out against Sheriff Gillespie and the Bureau of Land Management when the Bundy Ranch standoff in Bunkerville happened. You can check that out on YouTube. I believe those YouTubes still exist online, don't they, Gordon?
Yes, they do. And I wanted to, you brought up the BLM, or the Bureau of Land Management. Something came out in Las Vegas just recently, within the last month, where the Raiders Stadium needed an expansion of their parking lot because they're anticipating a lot of people and cars. And they, I don't know if it's, it can't be true, but the news said that the commissioners in the county got permission from the Bureau of Land Management to annex a little more property for the parking lot of the Raiders Stadium. I almost fell out of my chair. Where does a BLM get the authority to give permission for land that's within the Las Vegas city limits for it to expand? Where did they get this authority?
They're an unconstitutional agency. They're a private corporation, and they get do a lot of the arm and legwork for the United Nations. Right. You know, most of it you will see World Heritage Sites. World Heritage Sites turn to UNESCO. UNESCO, of course, UN Agenda 21, which steals the state's land so they can steal the resources, and they want everybody to be under the warm, fuzzy feeling that it's all because they want to protect the land. No, it's because they want to put the machines on the land, steal your resources, and leave you broke. That's exactly what they want to do.
Well, I guess that pretty much explains it. I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get in when I'm elected sheriff, but I'm going to put a stop to that. We don't need to ask permission from the BLM if we want to expand some property. Forget that. Anyway, with that being said, Lori, I'm going to have to sign off. I'm all wore out. And I just wanted to add another thing. I just spent 5 hours with Bo Greitz out there in Sandy Valley. What a wonderful man. I finally got the pleasure of meeting him. And it was just a mind meld. Both of us were on the same page. Anyway, with that being said, thank you for having me on your show, and I will sign off as we speak.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for joining us. Hopefully you'll join us again soon, and maybe we'll be able to get some live coverage of what's going on in the primary. We can't promise that, everyone, but we will try. June 12th, 2018, correct, Gordon?
That is correct, to June 12th. Okay. If you don't go on in there and vote for me, then it's going to be all over but the crying.
Right, and everybody remember Sheriff Lombardo, who is running again. He's not only pro-gun control, if you will, which is people control, because everyone knows that gun control, the only true form of gun control is being able to hit your target. But that's not the kind he's talking about. He's talking about limiting your ammunition and your magazines. I wonder if he ever realized that it wasn't just muskets all in the back days, and that our founding fathers also had cannons and gunpowder and, oh, the puckle gun. You look up the puckle gun, everyone. That would be banned right now. Yeah, it really would. Because, you know, the founders would have never thought of anything like that. All right. Well, Gordon, if people want to see you, they can reach you at ClarkCountySheriff2018.com. Everybody check out his site. Also, what is your site on Facebook, Gordon?
Well, it's just Gordon Martinez, Detective Gordon Martinez, either one. Okay. But just remember, you got to spell Martinez with an S. The S stands for sheriff.
Okay, so Martinez, everyone. And y'all, hang with us. We'll be back after a couple words from our sponsors with some more breaking news. Thank you so much, Gordon, for joining us this evening. We hope to have you back very soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Like a storm growing across the horizon, there's a reckoning coming like judgment.
Our Truth Free Media Reloaded. Thank you for joining me this evening. We have enjoyed having Sheriff's Candidate Gordon Martinez on with us this evening, and I hope and wish him the best of luck in the 2018 primaries, which is going to be held June 12th. So good luck to Mr. Martinez. We have some disturbing news. And I don't know if you've heard about it, but I know mainstream media has been lying about it. They've been covering it up, ignoring it, and or sugarcoating it to make it sound like it is something that it is not. It is appalling that mainstream media would go along with the situation that is going on right now. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this, but I'm going to go in further detail on Monday because I honestly do not have enough time to cover the entirety of it tonight. I'm going to give you the rundown. Veterans on Patrol is a nonprofit organization, non-government organization as well. Group of individuals who gets together, and they've done this for over 3 years. They get together and they search out homeless camps for veterans to see if they need food, shelter, or anything. That is their goal. They go out and they try to help homeless veterans. There's also another group that is called the American Rehab Campuses. And they sometimes go out with Veterans on Patrol looking for individuals who are homeless or who are out in the areas that they are looking for that are maybe drug addicts so that they can help them. Help clean them up and help get them help to get off of the drug use. Just like Gordon said, 22 a day. That's, wow, that's just way too much. And a lot of times it's caused Eric and I have exposed many times. It's because those antipsychotic drugs or those psychotic drugs that mess with the brain, giving suicidal and homicidal tendencies or just sometimes too much stress overloaded. However, the American Rehab Campuses and Veterans on Patrol were out patrolling in the Arizona desert May 29th, 2018. And when they were patrolling, they were looking for veterans or individuals who had a need for rehab services. And they stumbled across something that was absolutely out of this world appalling. But what's even worse is how mainstream media and the police department around there in Tucson handled it. A child rape den was discovered on land in Arizona, owned by a Clinton Global Initiative contractor, and that's question mark. Tim Brown reported on June the 4th, 2018, that veterans have discovered what they're claiming to be a child sex den on the land of a contractor of the Clinton Global Initiative and Clinton Foundation donor. The land is owned by CEMEX, C-E-M-E-X, a Mexico-based building materials company. I'm not going to go in further detail because I do not have the time tonight. But I want to let you know this. The stuff that they found, they have even found skulls. This is not a hoax, people. The Veterans on Patrol have been making very sure that they are recording live everything that is going on because they have reached out to the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI. They have reached out to Tucson PD. They have reached out to a lot of different individual entities, including Border Patrol. They've even found human remains. The most disturbing was one of the first things that they found when they came across one that day of May 29, 2018. It was camp, per se. No, not really. It wasn't a homeless camp, as mainstream media is trying to portray it, because how many people use a homeless camp with a dug-in ground? Almost as the way that I know to explain it is like a huge underground, whether it be septic tank or gas tank or whatever, had one ventilation system, had children's toys, had cereal, it had items in there. There's no way that children that were in there could get out by themselves. There were also trees found to have what appear to be restraints. Absolutely disgusting situation, but what was more disgusting is how the local police at that point handled it. Let me tell you, some people are saying this is a hoax. I'm going to tell you what the comment from Representative Kelly Townsend, June 4th at 5:08 p.m. said regarding the, quote, homeless count found in Tucson. I wanted to see for myself what we were looking at. I have to say that it was impossible to know for sure exactly what the multiple apparatuses were that were affixed to the tree, but it very much did look like restraints. It definitely was a camp where children were kept and in conditions that are unmentionable. For this reason, I have contacted the Department of Children's Services to alert them, and I have also reached out to the Arizona Human Trafficking Council. I'm awaiting word from both agencies to see if there is any interest in investigating. So this initial finding sparked a movement by the Veterans on Patrol. They also contacted, many of you know who Navy SEAL Craig Salman Sawyer is. Well, he was asked to come down, and he put a video up about it. Surprisingly, YouTube has taken it down. And he explained in detail, this was definitely not something that was a homeless camp. This was either used for child trafficking or possibly even worse, forced rape. Possibly. Is there any proof of that yet? No, not on that, because each time the police department was called, they keep pussyfooting around about it. They kind of wanted to ignore it. And then mainstream media started flipping it or trying to flip it. Yeah. Well, let me tell you how much they're flipping it now. Veterans on Patrol has found human skull bones. Some that have now been identified as animal bones, but one for sure, human skulls. Another, I believe, human skull has been found, and other bones have been found, femurs. And as the such. Right now, they have a bunch of volunteers going out there to walk the grid to try to find and rescue. They are using it as a search and rescue mission. And they are walking the grid tirelessly with as many people who will volunteer to do so, to search and rescue for any women and children that may or may not still be alive out there, that have been trafficked or abused or chained up, whatever the case may be. This is a humanitarian effort. It doesn't matter if you are or are not an American in this situation. No individual, no matter what, deserves to be treated in such a manner. It's one of the problems with those open borders and people going along with this, because the real victims never end up being able to speak for themselves. Yes, you heard me right. Let me make this clear. Human skulls have been found. You hear me? On land that is connected with a company that is connected with the Clinton Foundation and mainstream media and almost everybody silent. Thank you to Freedom Outpost and Tim Brown for reporting on this as well. Amazing individual. Tucson.com also reported on the Veterans Advocacy Group reporting finding the human skull near Marana. However, reading their article, it still kind of sugarcoats it. You know, when you find a human skull and you find other bones and they want to claim that these bones are animal bones, well, then here's the question. Where's the other part of the body? And why is that not a normal? Why would that not be one of the first questions asked? If you think this was a natural death, where's the other part of the body? Why are we allowing this to happen? And why are we allowing any mainstream media fake news to lie about this? Even, of course, you know, Snoops loves to cover up stuff. Please do your research on Snoops, because they are really, truly a joke. Okay? This information that Veterans on Patrol is putting out, I'm going to give you three sites on YouTube. If you frequent YouTube, you can look up these channels. They have and have been putting out the live footage of what is going on. John, J-O-H-N, 919. Matrix, M-A-T-R-I-X, Adjustment. And the other channel is also Chaos View Archive. They called the Sheriff's Department to come out because they found a child's body. An hour later, they are calling again, and this is live streamed. And the Sheriff's Department said they didn't have a report. Sounds to me like something's fishy in the city of Tucson. Tucson PD, get off your rears. With all due respect, there are human skulls out there. There are trees that appear to be rape trees. And I did say appear. I didn't say definitely. There are underground either cisterns or septic tanks with children's toys, some clothing, some jewelry, some cereal. And there's no way for these children to get out by themselves. I don't care if it is a human trafficking or a rape camp. It is unacceptable. Now, the good news is, Veterans on Patrol didn't give up. They stayed out there in the area of the first site for a while, and they started asking for volunteers to come out, and they are still asking for volunteers to walk the grid. I can tell you this, it was Interstate 19 and West Valencia Road. That's exactly the location of the first site. So while they are constantly walking the grid, they've given up on mainstream media, and I can't blame them. I wouldn't give them an interview either. And honestly, if I could go out there with them and search that grid, I truly would. But this information is past disturbing. Past disturbing. And if you want to find more, and the videos, by the way, they have preserved evidence. Of everything they are saying. So if you want to find the article that Tim Brown did on this at freedomoutpost.com, look up Child Rape Den Discovered on Land in Arizona Owned by Clinton Global Initiative Contractor. They also have videos in that article of the bunker footage. This is what Goldwater reported. Quote, there are shocking reports and footage now coming out of the Tucson area where homeless veterans advocacy group Veterans on Patrol has stumbled upon what they are calling a child trafficking camp hidden inside the Arizona woods. One of the volunteers for the group, Danny Ward, said there is no doubt that what Veterans on Patrol organization located in a child trafficking camp, even pointing out the various strollers, children's clothing, and toys that were left behind in a nearby campsite close to the Santa Cruz River. Local media at an NBC affiliate, KVOA Channel 4, has alleged these camps are potential, quote, abandoned homeless camps. But Veterans on Patrol group assures media that they have indeed uncovered what seems to be an epicenter of child trafficking, possibly along a route which is used to camp during transport of these children. In an interview with KVOA, Danny Ward speaks of restraint straps that the group found tied to nearby trees they believe were used to prevent the children from escaping their clutches. While this certainly could have been a homeless camp, some of the things that Ward points out warrant further investigation. Here's some other quick information on this, and we will cover more of this on Monday. A large portion of CMEX stocks is owned by Bronfen and Rothschild Wealth Advisors, a Rothschild wealth management firm known ties to the Hollywood sex cult NXIVM, Nexum, through billionaire heiress Claire Bronfen. E.L. Rothschild LP boosted its stake in CMEX by 3.1% during the first quarter, American Banking and Market News reported in May. Rothman, E.L. Rothschild LP, now owns 11,014 shares of the construction company's stock worth $100,000 after buying an additional 333 shares during that period. Interestingly, Tucson's mayor is Jonathan Rothschild, but it is unclear if he is related to the dynastic banking family. Furthermore, Sergeant Pete Duncan with Tucson Police Department believes the camp is nothing more than that, a camp for the homeless. Really? Because most homeless go underground and stay in areas with restraints and small children's items. This, by the way, was reported, this article is before they found skulls. They're finding skulls. They're finding femurs. It is absolutely ungodly. Quote, anybody that walks through that site will clearly know that's sex trafficking, unquote. Veterans on Patrol spokeswoman Addie Riviera said, that's children and women being abused. They have not been out here to collect any evidence, and we have them in our possession, unquote. What you covering up for, Tucson? Hillary Clinton again. I am so disturbed and disgusted by mainstream media. Why anybody calls them? They are lame. Let's change that name. They're not mainstream. Mainstream is us. We are mainstream. Lamestream media doesn't have the followers. It is absolutely unbelievable what has been going on right under our noses, and I want to thank Veterans on Patrol. I want to thank Coalition for Children. I want to thank Navy SEAL Craig Solomon Sawyer. I want to thank each and every individual, veteran or not, that is walking that grid tirelessly, trying and hoping that life will be saved. I will definitely be discussing more of that, hopefully on Monday. If right now, if you would like to help me be able to continue to report, please feel free to send a gift, monetary gift, to Live, L-I-V-E, with Lori at TWC.com. That's L-I-V-E-W-I-T-H-L-O-R-R-I at TWC.com. In order for me to be able to continue doing what I love, and that is exposing the lies, covering the truth, speaking with you, then I'm going to need help in doing so. I do not receive any funds from the RTR Truth Media Group, Resurrect the Republic. That goes to Tom and Lori, and they very well deserve and need what they get as well, just as RBN needs your support. They need your financial support too. Running a network is not free. But unfortunately, it has come to the point that I am going to have to either ask for help and get help from the listeners, or I'm not going to be able to do this much longer. And that's the sad truth. Either or, whatever happens will be the will of God. And I will know that in my heart. And I will still daily educate and report as much as I can when possible. Want everybody to remember, if you're in Clark County, Nevada, go to the polls on June 12th. Gordon Martinez is truly for the people. He's truly for your unalienable rights. He's truly an honest man. I've known him for years. And I met him with interviewing. I still know him through interviewing. And he's never backtracked. He's one worthy to back. He's one that would protect your individual rights against the oppression of those unlawful ordinances. And on that note, everyone, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening and weekend. I will be back with you hopefully on Monday night. As always, everyone, watch your backs, check your facts. Semper Fidelis, and have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Good night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.